This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you there yet? More travel records could get smashed as Americans head out for the long Labor Day holiday. The AP's Julie Walker.
With the unofficial end of summer looming, lots of folks are taking that final holiday trip. This Labor Day weekend, AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says travel is up 9% from last year, and the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
We have seen record demand for travel in 2023 and so far in 2024. So the airports have been ready because they've known what to expect. Now, once again, there are the unknown factors, the things that you can't predict.
And she says drivers can expect lower prices at the pump. I'm Julie Walker.
But there is the brutal heat. The AP's Jennifer King has that.
The National Weather Service cautions it will remain dangerously hot across the Tennessee and southern Ohio valleys and the mid-Atlantic following steaming hot weather from Missouri to Pennsylvania. In Chicago, residents look for ways to cope with record-breaking temperatures in the high 90s and heat index values over 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
It is a very hot day.
Merrill Davy Hawthorne was handing out cold bottles of water on the Chicago streets.
We have approximately 4,000 bottles of water that were donated by the community of St. Sabine.
Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. The Weather Service is also warning residents that thunderstorms could generate downpours and flash flooding, hail and gusty winds from Michigan to Massachusetts, with the potential for tornadoes in the northern plains. I'm Jennifer King.
The freight railroad BNSF is trying to improve its safety record, but a new just-released report from regulators says frontline workers often don't feel comfortable reporting safety concerns. They're worried they'll be disciplined. Israel's big military operation in the occupied West Bank this morning killed 9 Palestinians. Israel says they were all militants. This is AP News. Another man's been sentenced in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The first rioter to enter the Capitol during the January 6th attack is sentenced. A police officer who tried to subdue Michael Sparks with pepper spray described him as a catalyst for the January 6th insurrection. Before he was sentenced to over 4 years in prison, the Kentucky resident told the judge that he still believes the 2020 presidential election was marred by fraud and completely taken from the American public. The U.S. District Judge who sentenced Sparks told him that there was nothing patriotic about his prominent role in what was a national disgrace. I'm Shelley Adler.
A bald eagle is recovering after surgeries in Missouri, the victim of a shooting. His upper beak nearly split in half by the bullet. He also had an injured left wing. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.